Blog Talk Radio.
Merged. Where this would happen.
Good deal, Ryan. I just told you to be on speaker, man. What's wrong with you?
Okay, speaker.
Sir.
Wait.
What are you doing?
It's on. Show. The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell everybody involved about magic that is. You are listening to Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, and across from me is Organic OK.
Yeah, I'm actually across from you, but I need you to...
All right. Now, please, don't just listen. Talk. Get involved with the cause.
What?
We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And another thing. Check out a musician by the name of Maya Harrison. Boy, is she making waves. Is she doing big, epic, grandeur things on a grandeur scale? Boy, is she out there traveling the world and all that. Now, if you're just joining us, where have you been? Hey, no, it's like this. I personally lived in McKinleyville, California my whole life, just getting by, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my future. And I thought, I'll just have fun, I'll coast by, I'll get some kind of job, any job, it'll be fine as long as I basically have my fun and whatever. I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville, everything. Anywho, what happened was finally my parents said they wanted me out of the house. They said they kept me there as long as they did out of compassion, but mostly it was because, really, if I was gone, they'd have to talk to each other. My parents hate each other. They always have. Yeah. Anywho, I left with pretty much just the clothes on my back and my backpack, which wasn't even full. And I walked around. I was thinking, what am I going to do now? Am I on the street? Dang, this was a thing. Being thrown out. That's another. Before I knew what had happened, I happened to come across... I was going through the woods, and I happened to come across a campsite. Organic, you were there.
Remember, I was there?
Yeah. You and a lot of other people, you know, your whole clique, your whole merry band.
My merry band?
Oh, yeah. Goodness. And I found out you guys were going around, told me you were going around trying to help the homeless, help the homeless problem, make up trash, and try to get homeless programs, basically, make sure everyone had some kind of shelter. So you invited me to join.
Sir, what you're doing is you're putting us in a kind of cross-contaminated situation where... You can help some people, and people will feel at moments that you're not helping when people are supposed to be helped. You have this, you have that. And that's what happens, right? So what I'm saying to you is you're putting it in an unrealistic perspective. Can I help everybody? But you're saying it in a way that, you know, when you start talking about helping people, it's another connection with people that you're not able to help as much as they want to get help becomes a problem. All right, because we could do a lot more people collectively, but no one wants to do what you want to do. They want to do it the way that they want to do it. So then now you're straining to help somebody that may not necessarily realize you can help them more in a way that collectively, if we all would help a little bit, what does this person need? He needs shoes. What does this person need? This person needs a pair of pants. This person needs, you know, a shirt. We collectively give people everything they need as far as resources, money may actually have to be in the equation.
Anywho, we were trying to help the homeless, whatever you were, and then you basically asked me to join. Join the ranks. You dubbed me in.
So we're helping homeless people. Are we overall helping people and helping people see us? People help. Because a lot of people, let's be honest, homeless people create so many things in society that we don't even give them credit for. You know, we create people out there, you don't know they're homeless, but you're dealing with them, they have inspired you, because now they have a place to stay, you want to undermine them? You know, that's another thing. If we was trading services, everybody has something. You know?
Yeah, but... Look, I want to say that we're going around trying to help people. I don't want us to come across that we're just trying to help ourselves. I mean, that's what you're making it sound like. Anywho, you swore me in. Yada, yada, yada.
Swore you in, man. I swore you in. friend about you, man.
You made me as part of the institution. You dubbed me DJ Butterfly Pee. Anyway, what happened was, spent the night there, and then we got...
Oh, man.
We're
camping, man. We're camping out there in McKinneyville.
Then we took off and headed. So far, now you've been, once again, if you haven't joined us, you know that we've been in Washington, D.C. for quite some time, our nation's capital. It was colder. I got to tell you, it's murder to be any place homeless where it snows.
What about heat, bro? You cooking? You be cooking? You sleeping? You wake up? You're like on fire. And you realize
it's better than being in places where you're more lucky up north, where you're more lucky to freeze to death.
So, okay, what do you think is worse? Would you rather freeze, or would you rather be cold?
Let's see.
I wouldn't want to be either.
Yes, but the sad thing is homeless people don't always have that choice. Anyway, we were there to help them. We were helping them. I found that there were a lot of people basically in D.C. who were trying to basically flex their political muscles. Now, the truth is they can't really – a lot of them were thrown away, destitute. Some of them weren't registered voters, but dang it, they were still fighting. You know why? Because they could. This is a place where it all happens. Maybe more so than Hollyweird, which is where we were before.
But one of the things that people are complaining about and have concern about more is people in that area, they can't vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been talking about that? You don't think about that, right? People talking about, well, we're in this area and they won't let us vote, right?
Well, voting is important, but sometimes even the people register voters are saying it's not enough. It's nice that we think we have more of a choice. We don't have as much of us to think we do. That's a fact.
All right.
That's right.
She's telling me the voting, right, is legislation, like, you know, what's going on in people's life with the politics. How much is the community, you know, play a part in that process? How much?
I think they play a major part in all of it. And I think the thing is, the political party, they play all the parts. And the people who are out there voting, whatever, they don't get enough done. But these grassroots people who are sitting around, what if, in Washington, D.C., I told you, I met this woman who was a vagrant. She was living there. She was so on in years, and she refused to move until herself was heard. Until she was heard, understood. Truly embraced, until basically things changed in D.C., things throughout the country.
You know,
mm-hmm.
One of the things that make people suffer more is when certain platform, social class of people, so if you put all your effort into something, then a certain class of people that you're helping, they get up and they get amnesia. That made a lot of people feel bad because if people just thought that they was going to be down, that's one thing. But for somebody to be down and they dealing with other people's level of oppression, that's, you know what I mean? It's like you got 42 cents in your pocket. And you're like, oh, goodness, I got 42 cents in my pocket. I can't catch the bus. I'm going to have to buy no, nothing. Did somebody say, how you doing today? And they give you something, and you open it up, they give you a meal, and they give you a couple of dollars, or give a tip, you get yourself something to eat later. Sir, you gonna stop that, okay?
Yeah. The thing is, I wanted to do something basically big. I wanted to contribute. I heard about all the political activity that was going on in Washington, D.C. People, most making everybody is screaming for something big out there. Was enough people, so were people screaming for the homeless? Well, the problem is, whenever anything gets too big, too numerous, too specious,
I don't say homeless, I say relocated. Because I don't want to even give them the impression that something that could possibly be permanent is not in their reach. And not only that, some people feel like they're helping you by not giving you the resources. If people say, well, if I teach you how to fish,
yeah, I've heard Believe me, I've met those people. I think those are the people who basically, look, I know some people are too much on welfare, but let's be honest, a lot of people who say that are the kind of people who basically just don't want to help anybody.
Are the biggest users, the people that make the most things obstacle for people, they are the biggest users, and then they try to flip it on others and make it hard for them. Because there's so many people in your life that really help you, and they go through more opposition than you do, and they find you and connect with you, and you really identify with bringing your hope and giving yourself this kind of level of organic freedom. Yeah, no intended plug, but yeah. Now talk to him, sir. You have to not fall asleep. He's always acting like he's in a homeless encampment, like he's trying to get some kind of, you know, they know some number company to sign up and get inside. So it's like, yes, you're not doing no number count. There's no DJ Butterfly number count. These are going to feature all service forms here, please. And we're going to be in 103, okay?
Dang. Anywho, the whole thing is basically, what is there to do? What is there to do, really? And I wondered, could we basically start like a million man march of all those homeless people basically screaming to basically help?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, see, I was waiting for you to get offended by that, but I remember I made that suggestion. Can we do that? It might be nice if we did. It might be nice if basically something needs to change to march. To fight for something grander. We get to strike a big enough blow to get the whole world to hear you.
Oh, my goodness. You know how many, I don't want to say it right now, but I will get back to you on some things that I need to talk to you about, and we will get to that at some point in time. But one of the things that I'm getting, because creatively, you got people who are just on another level. It's like at times dealing with some capacity of people, it's like going to the library. It's like, be quiet. Don't talk to me. You know, I don't want to be disturbed. I'm here. But if I say I want to talk to you, I went around the world. I've traveled and did all kinds of things. One of the things is not to see you. See how people that really identify would not be bothered. They really want you to leave them alone at moments. You know? They try to say, Derry, I need to, you know, if you see me, you're talking. Shut up. Won't you, you know? We say, hold on a second. I'm trying to provide you something. And they still feel like they got to have some kind of humility, you know, that is supposed to be, you know, and to connect with someone. I'm not getting some of you annoyed by somebody. Hey, it's not the shift to give me what I need, okay? Come do my regular business hours, or when I'm giving out, you know, soliciting platforms. To then, leave it alone.
All right, indeed. Well, let me be the first one to say this. We had to do something. I wanted to march up and down. I wanted to rattle some heads. I wanted to bust some heads. I wanted to make a point that these homeless people need someone to do something. Wait, what did you say?
You said rattle some heads.
No, I said rattle some chains, bust some heads.
Bust some heads. What kind of uplifting thing you're going through right now?
You got to sometimes try the direct approach. I mean, you got to basically pillage and whatever and say something about.
So what are you going to do, Matt? You want to get a fundraiser from the group? Because you're going
to something like that. Something needs to be done for these homeless people. They need a place. Say, and once again, I was wondering, isn't there a place we could basically build up all those housing pods? But of course, all these big cities, where would you keep them?
Man, you're talking about something that got more parameters of things that. Have you thought about these things? Have you truly thought about staying in something that's the size of a mini shed, okay? And you're saying, you know, the average person, you think about your size. Think about someone bigger than you. Imagine somebody 385 pounds, 5'9", got knee issues. They got to keep on stepping out of the dang shed, okay, and get down off them steps. And some of them probably, that's them things probably tip over with some people. You think about that? They hold on to the.
I understand, indeed. So do I understand.
It's like, it's like somebody slipping and falling in the shower. Is this the shower become a whole teleport?
Yeah, it becomes someone's tomb. It's someone's grave.
Yeah, why did it fall? That's not right.
45 minutes after the hour, when the program concludes from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly, Species and Organic OK. What do you think? Call and let us know. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, let's make a little bit of a conversation about what is. What is, what should be. Remember, I went up to you and I said, what do you suggest that we basically do due to stop making the homeless such a majority? Stop making them the largest population on the planet at this point.
There's so many variables that play. This is what happens. If something you can do that will benefit someone a lot, if that was something that they would follow, you can follow solutions in things that they already know and basically how they interact with, you know, because, you know, think about this. You ever married?
I've never been married.
Okay. Have you ever been engaged?
One person did propose to me once. I gave you that much.
One person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, how did your parents? Did your parents know about this? Did your father give you advice?
My father gave me advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where did your father, did your father marry your mom?
My father married my mother.
Okay.
I mean, even though I've been called, I'm not technically literally.
Did your father have any more kids outside of, was your mom married to your father? Was this his first wife, or do you have any other kids, you know, with any other women?
It was her first and only wife.
Personally watching, he had no other kids nowhere else, right?
That's right.
Okay. So you only have one kid, period? Or did you have any siblings?
I have an older sister.
Your older sister?
Yeah.
Where's she at? She married? Got any kids?
Yeah, I don't know. I spent so much time on the dang street reading all. I mean, so much time hustling for you and all that. I don't know what's going on with it. I don't know.
All right, I apologize, man. I'm all telling you business. I know, you know, we ain't got this part.
This isn't exactly the format.
Yeah, I don't really get any, you know, I'm talking about your family, but, you know, man, you did your sister, you know, she did. She was talking about you, telling, you know.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
I wanted to basically leave Washington, D.C. knowing I made a mark. I wanted to make a real movie. I would stand in protest with somebody. I would basically help. I would try to introduce them to the housing project, maybe a couple would build them out here. I mean, especially in a place where, once again, it snows here. It's cold here.
No,
something had to be done.
It's not all the time. It's not all the time.
Washington. Question is what? What to do? I know we're in Antarctica, but how come you're trying to be homeless in a place where it snows?
Well, they have situations where, you know, people, you know, they have the shelters that, you know, come into place. But it's a hard thing to be around. You imagine being around relatives you don't like. You imagine being around people that you truly don't like. And imagine your worst enemies, and you have an enemy beyond your worst enemy, your enemies. But they're worse than me. And guess what? Y'all find some kind of common, you know, bond. See, I tell you about things that I like about you, so I find entertainment at some point in time. You know, some things be fun. And one of the things in particular is when you're going and dealing with people in the shelter, you got different capacities, people you never met before, cultures and all that. Imagine being in a place where inspiration, you know, it's almost like a soundtrack. You know what I mean? Like, you're like playing sound and music. You're here, your happiness, like moving past you to do somebody. You know, you hear them saying something that you used to remember. Yeah. You've been there so long, and the inspiration has been, you know, come on, sir. Inspiration,
yeah, inspiration. Hey,
yeah.
I want to inspire these people, but I also want to give them something.
You said it's like this kind of homeless, like nursing home facility. Are you? I just did it with entertainment. Come on now.
I literally basically went up to every single one of them and I said it was one cause they should fight for. I know you're going to fight for. They should be some resources that are going to take care of you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should fight for that.
Anything else you want to tell the people? Come on, talk to them.
Okay, fine.
Get to the point.
All right, fine. People, the homeless problem is a constant increasing one. The homeless aren't even a minority anymore. There's more and more of them on the street every day. And I know everyone's thinking, I got myself to worry about too. But really, something needs to be done. This needs to be stopped altogether. I know not a lot of people want to make the effort, really, but something needs to be done.
Come on. Are we just going to sit here and lecture the people that's dealing with the struggle? Or are we going to give people solutions?
All right. Make the housing pod legal. Make it legal for basic.
Do you really want someone to stay in a little small, funky ass housing pods?
They'll have shelter. They'll have a roof over their head. They don't have to stay in their car and a tent outside and whatever.
A lot of kids are big in housing pods, sir.
Fight to basically expand, make sure those projects that got housing, you know, those homeless programs, make those places bigger. The soup kitchens and homeless shelters, make them expand those.
You know, the housing pods is like somebody just took an outhouse.
Do something. Something needs to be done. Dang, do it now.
It's like trailer park outhouse.
I think real estate, you know, there's a lot of places where there's, you know, desert and whatnot, you know. Okay, look at this. I made this point to you. Listen, we were in Vegas, or we were in Nevada recently. We were there on the road, so the place we spot. You know what? There's a lot of homeless people living in those, basically those, what do you call them? Those flood sort of shelters, or whatever. But I remember thinking, maybe they shouldn't have to be. You know what? It's a place, there's all that raw open land out there. Deserts, even. I mean, just places where building houses, build more houses, more homes, more.
You see, some of the people, still, some people is talking to them. It's almost like a convalescent home went to a flea market. People, you see his personality, you got different people's personalities, and you know, how they, you know, interact. You know, something all together to recognize about people. Now, Mr. Feces, come on now, we listen to you.
All right, fine. There's a lot of raw open land out there. Put some housing, build some more apartment complexes, places dirt cheap people to live. Create some more programs for them. You know, get good programs to get people off the street and doing something. I implore you. Dang. Washington, D.C., I mean, I wanted to scream about it. I wanted to do it all my pop. I mean, the thing is, I'm not really a political animal myself.
I feel like more like one of them kind of people, like, stretching the chalkboard, or possibly, you know, open the window and let it come flies up in there. It sounds like something like that. I don't know if you're aware of that. Yeah. Make sure the lungs are closed properly. Make sure my fingernails are not going across the chalkboard and annoying ears.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Truth is,
He's trying to not realize his words or his like sounds that don't remind you of flies coming in the window hitting your ears.
Now, honestly, I want to tell every single person out there We all got to get together and do something about this homeless problem, okay? I mean, everyone needs to get involved with the way the world is being run, because if we're not, it's going to be run against us. They're going to take it and they'll run against it if we don't do nothing about it. Man, that's a fact.
Do you know how many appetites that people have? Have you ever tried to feed 150 different people at different diets? I'm a vegan. I am not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian.
I heard the term vagabond.
I am not any one of those. I'm just a regular vegetarian. I am not involved with you people. You're eating meat. That's gross. You're saying that all these people are healthy.
Well, I'm talking about the part where people can basically have a home for themselves. I mean, everybody should.
You know what's so magical?
Hmm.
When people truly, when all the things that's, you know, working against them is not in the way, that's when you know things truly working. You ever see somebody that, like, they're in their worst time, like nothing really happened, and they connect to somebody? What I'm telling you is what you're doing, if people truly connecting to the, that element of what you're doing, we can say all these things and it still works. That's what's funny. Like, you can do things unorthodox. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can really reach a person at the level that they're at and inspire them to recognize the change, that, you know, light the fire within them. So, wow. And you see how many things that they can do. You'd be surprised. That's the craziest thing. That people ability is you wouldn't realize the ability. It's so fascinating to see the ability in these people. And you're really, in a sense, you're homeless to the understand. People are really homeless to the understanding of homeless. That's another kind of homeless. You're homeless to the understanding of what the abilities are and how to help them. And they said, oh, please don't do this. It's you know.
I realize homeless people need help being understood. I mean, they're all people out there, but right now, they're trying to survive now more than everybody. I mean, things get worse, and they're having to fight 10 times as hard. As we left Washington, D.C., and remember that was the end, I remember wishing, I don't know, every time we left the place, I always wish we'd stay there just a little bit longer to make major changes. I wanted to see if we made, but you know, people are trying so hard in Washington, D.C., they didn't get something done. I know how everybody's screaming for something else. It's the thing.
No,
almost no one's still the same, but they feel like united like they should be.
When I go to Washington, D.C., it's a person that always I'm thinking about. And I was, you know, because of my capacity of how I go about it, I'd be saying to myself, am I just going to run across this person? You know, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't really happen. I've been thinking about it, but I've been like, in my capacity of being organic, that's one thing I don't want to do. You know, the worst thing to do is go over somebody and you think you really, you know, give them something and then not be what they're looking to be. But I, you know, this life, you know, I always feel like the people that you think don't want to be bothered with you is the people that really want to see you. Did you know that? Come on now.
All right, you've been listening to Cocoon from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Cocoon Organic OK. All right, please get involved with the cause. We're here at 515-605-9709. And we are all on the web. Please. I implore you. Honestly. Sign up. Get involved. It's about something. Thank you all for listening. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. This community is organic, okay?
Do something about the homeless epidemic. Something. Good night.